You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
G'day, Rob.
All right.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Can I just say, when you're talking about Ice Age, I thought you meant like Ice Age 7 or something like that.
Yeah, so
and
the
I thought
sloth
it was in the
shredding.
Movie. I was thinking, oh, yeah, I'm going to watch it. I'll go and watch Ice Age anyway, but, you know.
I was talking to someone the other day who had rewatched Ice Age, the movie, and was like, there's no plot. Nothing happens.
What? No.
I haven't seen it since I was probably 10 years old, so I can't really remember what happens in the first place, but.
You know, evolution.
Evolution
it's
happens.
The story of the beginning.
Cambrian effect. It's all going on.
What are we talking about on the Mind Trench today, Rob?
Okay. A couple of natural scientists. I suppose that's scientists that are just natural at what they do.
Yeah, they just get it.
They're gifted.
At Macquarie University in Australia, have found an example of tool use by an insect, which is the Australian assassin bug. I'm going to talk about those in a minute. Yeah, their paper was published in the journal Biology Letters, right? And Fernando Soli and Maria Herbenstein described how they captured wild assassin bugs and tested their use of sticky resin as in an aid to capturing prey.
I'm just imagining them running around with bandanas on and like a little crossbow strapped to the back of a tiny bug or something.
Tough bug to catch, I'll say.
I've never heard of an assassin bug before. And what they are, it's a large group of bugs that have been all lumped together based on similar behaviour and how they kill their prey.
Were you thinking of a literal blob of bugs?
I'm really sorry, I thought a literal blob of bugs and I was like, oh, gross.
If you Google assassin bugs, though, they kind of look disgusting.
They are. Well, I'm not going to tell you how they kill their prey because it's horrible and it's too early in the morning, you might be eating something. So, right, what they did, like they say, they focused on assassin bugs from the Goridorinobius genus. Which is what we'd have all have picked.
Yeah.
Because they live on blades of spinifex grass, which is a type of grass that produces a sticky resin and is well known in Australia. Is it?
Is it?
Everyone knows it over there.
If there's anybody who's been to Australia or any Australians listening, is it like well known?
Well, we've got Australian comedian Becky Lucas coming in shortly.
Can you ask her? Right, the scientists suspected the bugs might be using the resin to help them catch the prey. So what they've done is they put some light in this glass jar thing with some of the grass, and they didn't do anything fancy. They just watched them.
Ooh.
And they noted that both males and females would scrape resin off grass blades, then apply it to parts of their forelegs.
Ooh, oh, my God.
Then they introduced flies and ants, and they observed that the contact of the resin from the bugs was enough to slow the flies and the bugs down so they can do their horrible thing, what
menacing.
They do.
Menacing.
Wow. I mean, that is pretty conniving of a bug.
I wouldn't call it a tool, though. I don't know what you call it, an aid. I wouldn't call it a tool. A tool is like a Phillips screwdriver. Something that Rick Breeze has always got on his utility belt.
They use that word quite broadly in that area, though, I think. I think tool is anything that helps that's not your body.
There you go. There you go. The more you know. I'm looking at photos of them, and I know that, as now we've discovered, they're not clumped together in a mass, but there's a whole bunch of different types. But they do all look like a bug you would not want to mess with. They've got a threatening vibe.
I don't know what it is with like the insects and that in Australia, but all the snide ones all ended up down there.
Well, someone's texted in, yes, we all know spinifex grass.
Okay, so all Australians know spinifex grass. There we go. Good to know. So they've got
probably made a song about it, I suppose, haven't they? They songs about everything.
So they put resin on their arms and then they lure in flies.
Yeah, as they're going past, they just give them a little wallop, like
a karate chop with their resin arms.
Yeah.
Sick.
Just amazing nature again. Right, now sticking with Australia, I never heard of this before. There's a shark called the demon cat shark.
You just made that up.
No, I didn't. And in actual fact, before now, they only thought they came from China, and they were the short-nosed demon cat shark.
Oh, my God.
I just added, so I made up a new one, the spotted short-nosed demon patch up. Anyway,
this is a cursed animal. If you've got the ability to look up a photo right now, highly recommend it. Don't demon do it if you're eating it. This looks kind of gross.
Well, oh my!
They
no.
found in 1980 something or other. They found these like egg, like the cases, egg cases.
Oh yeah.
And they thought, oh, what's this? Don't know what shark this is. And it's only now they've actually discovered it's a new shark that is in Australian waters that's never been discovered before.
Mystery egg.
It's all going on in Australia at the moment, isn't it?
So, yeah, I thought that was really interesting, but I found it really difficult trying to find any information out about this demon cat shark.
This demon.
But they are weird-looking things,
aren't
they? I
do not like that.
Apparently, it's related to the goblin shark, which kind of is, like, terrifying-looking as well.
They're demons, just goblins.
They do look like something you'd be like, draw a really scary animal.
Yeah.
This is what you would draw.
So another reason, if you don't have to go to Australia, don't.
Mm. That's Rob's advice for the morning.
I mean, if you've got to go over there for business or family or whatever, it's all good, but...
Be protected.
Yeah, I don't get
hazmat
all
suit.
What, any poems for us this morning?
No, because I said I find it very difficult writing on the train. I tried this morning, I couldn't do it.
Yeah, Rob's got his arm in a sling for anybody wondering at home. He's having to move the paper, which is quite wild to watch.
That is brilliant.
We'll save the poems for another day, but you have picked us a bit of De La Soul and Snoop Dogg this morning as tune.
Pain for anybody that's suffering.
Oh, good one, nice.
So I like to keep it light, so yeah, happy days.
say it. Yeah, the bigger the headache, bigger the pill. The harder you fall, stronger the will. We came from the back of the bus, talking watch the mobile. Now we own a house on the hill. Struggle went from filling your gas tank. The bank wasn't filling your loan. The OT couldn't cover the bills. Life came with a couple of spills, but we gon' use that pain for fuel, so
give me no excuses.
Tune picked by Rob Bollocks this morning. Payne, De La Soul, and Snoop Dogg. Okay, apparently everyone knows what Spinifex leaves are. It's just us that doesn't. Makes great kindling. It's very popular, apparently. So apologies to all the Spinifex leaves fans out there. Thank you very much, Barter Bollocks. We'll see you soon.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bollocks, only on 95 BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.